Our story begins on a dark and stormy night when a young man by the name of Jack Flanders receives a mysterious package.
Coming. Coming.
Flanders?
Yes?
Sign here.
Sign for what?
I've got a package for you.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Just sign here.
Look, I'm not expecting any kind of a
package. Please, just sign.
All right.
All right. Where do you want it?
Good grief, that's a big crate.
Yeah. Where do you want it?
Anywhere.
Right.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, may as well open it up.
Jack removes the top from the shipping crate and peers down inside.
There's something greenish down in there. Let's see what this thing is. Good Lord. It's an overstuffed armchair. It's enormous. Strange material. It's like green skin. What's this? It's a card. To Jack, with all my love. Venus velvet. Venus velvet? Never heard of it. Oh well. Chair looks comfortable.
Jack sits in the big overstuffed chair. He sinks way down into the soft, green, velvety cushions.
This is the most relaxing chair I've ever sat in.
Time seems to slow
down. Something feels odd. I feel as though I'm walking. Wait a minute. What is this street?
Welcome to the fourth dimension.
What?
With a tremendous effort, Jack bounds out of the overstuffed chair.
I must have dozed off. That chair. Something about it's almost too comfortable.
Jack sits again.
It's a perfectly normal, green velvet, shimmering, alive, creepy, overstuffed chair. Uh-oh. I have the feeling I'm walking again. I can see the street more clearly now. The buildings are old, crumbling. Trees growing up through the buildings. Their branches stick out through the windows. Wait, it's no longer a street. It's a hallway. There's something at the end of the hall. It's a portrait of a woman. It's the Mona Lisa. No. She has dark skin. Yet the resemblance is... What? A mustache just appeared under her nose. A pen just appeared in my hand.
Suddenly, Jack finds himself in the middle of an arena. The seats are packed with thugs, ruffians, hoodlums, and cutthroats. Thousands of squinting, bloodshot eyes fall upon the portrait of the woman that resembles the Mona Lisa. Their eyes silently note the freshly drawn mustache while their throats softly growl with menace. Their eyes suddenly shift to the pen Jack holds.
Ooh.
And a low, aha, echoes around the arena.
Look, I didn't do it.
Now with murder in those bloodshot eyes, with daggers clenched in their yellow teeth, with cutlasses gripped in their scarred fists, into the arena they leap. Jack retreats. He's fleeing back down the hall.
I've got to get out of this chair.
The hall becomes the street. The street becomes the living room, and Jack bounds out of the chair.
Good grief. grief, I dozed off again. There is definitely something very strange about this chair. Oh my God, it's almost 3 a.m. I've got to get to bed. Oh no. Why do I keep being drawn back to this chair? I don't want to sit down. I'm sitting down again. Uh-oh. Now what?
Jack ascends a long silver staircase that seems to spiral up and up into the stars. He comes upon a door, but he continues climbing. He passes a second door, a third door, a fourth door. But at the fifth door, he raises the latch and steps into space.
There's nothing here but... What? Oh no, the door shut behind me. Oh, it's locked. Good grief, I'm stuck out here in space. I'm standing on a ledge in space. Voices. From where?
Jack edges along the narrow ledge.
Sounds like I'm getting closer to something.
The ledge continues to widen until there before him stretches a long wharf. Men hurry, loading and unloading cargo from great merchant galleons similar to the three-masted sailing ships of old, with one exception. Attached to the sides of their hulls are wings, and they float not on water, but in the air.
Holy smokes! Flying ships!
Aye! Oh. The whole sky be their ocean, lad.
Is this a port of some sort?
Aye. The wharf be a natural ledge for mooring to this mountain wall.
Good grief.
One with such odd attire must come from lands that be far off.
No. Back where the dock narrows, there's a door. Hey, it's not there. There was a door.
Easy, lad. Others have entered this realm through stranger ways and waste a lifetime trying to find their cursed door.
I think I'm dreaming.
There's no turning back, lad. And you're not dreaming.
I don't like this.
Where you be heading?
I don't know.
Come on, then. We'll talk to the captain of the Blue Swallow. He may be in need of a bewildered lad with a strong back.
I think I've been set up.